Hi there, this is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
Auditioning is a numbers game. How many auditions do you imagine it takes to land a single voiceover job? Now, let me be specific. I'm talking about in the States and from talent agents. That's primarily what we focus on at Actor Sound Advice. Not that we don't think, oh, you know, I'm sure it's great in Germany and I'm sure it's great in England and, you know, other places, but it's a very different game on how you get work and the type of work you get in these other locations. I'm talking about in the States from talent agents. How many auditions do you imagine it takes to land a single voiceover job? 5? 10? 20? There must be an average. Well, there is. But it's likely to be a great deal more than you might think. Your professional reputation as a voice talent and as an actor is built by consistently delivering exceptional auditions, lots and lots and lots of them, which is why persistence and tenacity are required if you hope to succeed in this or, frankly, in any business. Now, never underestimate the fact that a bulk of your job as a professional talent is auditioning. Your auditions are your greatest form of promotion. However, they shouldn't be your only form of promotion, which appears to be the case for a majority of talent out there. Without persistence and promotion, it's not likely you're going anywhere. So granted, voicing all those auditions may seem like a numbers game rigged in favor of someone else but not you. You may be invited to audition for a project or two prior to investing in a proper demo, but you can't go very far without training and professionally produced demos if you hope to secure a steady stream of audition opportunities with any consistency. Voiceover demos by design audition for you prior to being considered to audition directly for a project, whether that be through a talent agency, a casting source, or an independent contractor. However, simply having a demo or two won't score you work. They only drive employment if you drive them. So you have to get it out to the guys who are most likely to hire you. And for the record, demos are not a resume of what you've done, but rather a professional demonstration of the work you're best suited to land. Even the most talented, skillful, and experienced voice actors create work specifically for their demos to illustrate their greatest strengths. Demos are expected to sound like the real thing. You know, I mean, nationally broadcast union commercials and narrations. That's what they're supposed to sound like. Honest to goodness national stuff. They're meant to seamlessly advertise your very best abilities and define where you belong professionally in this industry to further encourage auditions from multiple streams, you see? Which is why you can't underestimate the importance of momentum and its impact on whether you have a career or not. The problem is so many talent lean back rather than double down directly following having their voiceover demos produced. So careful. You can create a habit out of starting and stopping your career again and again and again, which only serves to undermine your confidence and derail your career before it's even had the opportunity to effectively take root. But before you throw in the towel, convinced auditioning is a numbers game, consider a few key stats from SAG-AFTRA and the U.S. Department of Labor and Statistics. There's been an 1,800% increase in recent years in the amount of voiceovers required to be voiced. 1,800% increase. That's a lot. And it takes an average of 200 auditions to book a job. Now, you're not going to get that done in a week, I promise you that. And if you do, you're doing it wrong. All right. This takes time, right? So there are approximately 9,000 union SAG-AFTRA voiceovers produced every single month across the country. That's a spicy meatball. That's a lot, okay? A bulk of voiceovers, both in and out of the U.S., are non-union. There's more community theater than there's feature film as well. So what does that tell you? There's work for everybody, is my point. There's a hat for every head, okay. About 90% of all those auditioning for the average voiceover job aren't even considered to book the job for a variety of reasons, such as A, the talent didn't follow the basic specs, the direction of the audition. happens constantly. I've done it myself and probably even recently. I hate to say it, but it's probably true. B, the talent delivered the least they could possibly do and nothing more. The least they could do. It's not what gets you booked. And it also undermines your authority, okay? And you have authority if you're throwing your hat in the ring in this stuff, okay? C, the audition was submitted too late or it was poorly recorded. Something to that effect. D, the talent doesn't understand basic professional standards and expectations of the project. Happens a lot. This is why you have training. This is why you get trained, ideally from someone who knows what they're doing. E, or the talent simply lacked the ability to self-direct and failed to deliver a quality performance when they are perfectly capable of doing so. Okay, technically, that last stat, 90% of all auditions, that last stat is largely from my own professional experience as a talent, as a producer, as a casting director, because when casting, we typically weed through an excessive pool of talent to deliver the very best options submitted to the client. We only seriously consider about 10 to 15% of all the auditions submitted within the typical tight production timeframe. So, what does this tell us? Well, for one, the best audition doesn't necessarily land the job, but one of the best does. Of course, your objective is to deliver your very best on every audition. Your professional reputation depends on it. You honestly only have yourself to compete with. But that means you're continually improving. It's imperative you continually challenge yourself to be better than your last audition. Auditions are meant to test your mettle. They're there for that specific reason. We want to see what you're made of, right? The only real difference between the audition and the session itself is often just simply the number of takes. A directed booking may require 5 takes or it may require 55 takes. It varies dramatically from job to job, genre to genre, and from one director to the next. Whereas on an audition, considering nearly all of our auditions are typically done from home today, delivering your best with every audition comes with its own learning curve all talent must master if they intend to work. Certainly, auditions are an art unto themselves. Ideally, the more of them you do, the better you get. But even the most experienced voice talent require coaching a few times a year in order to improve technique, correct bad habits, and sharpen your skills. As the saying goes, we are what we repeatedly do. The more experienced you are, the greater the expectation, and the higher the yardstick, not the other way around.
This is Kate McClanahan, and this has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.